What's that sound?
Phoebe Bevan Nix. $50,000 secret sound.
The podcast!
Let's keep a secret. On the Fox.
Oh, that was really shouty that time. Hello, Tim!
Jeez, ladies and gentlemen, Red Bull is a hell of a drug.
It really is. Well, they do say it gives you wings.
Are you a caffeine head? Is that where you get all that energy from?
No, I only have two coffees a day, but they're in the morning, none before 12. That's the rule I go with.
Just happiness and life. Being a member of the Fox family is what does it.
Exactly right.
By the way, thanks to Phoebe Bevan Nix for letting us use their podcast feed. Hopefully you are listening to us on the Listener app. It's the easiest, most free way to enjoy it.
What's your favorite channel on the Listener app?
Blended Beats by Country Mile.
So good.
All the mashups that DJ Konski do, you get to hear on there. I also love Triple M 90s.
Yeah.
Because behind the scenes, I was working with Ella Hooper of Killing Heidi and helping her put together that station. Just awesome kick-ass 90s. So I know I shouldn't, as a member of the Fox family, I should not be plugging Triple M, but it's on the Listener app, Triple M 90s. Do yourselves a favor.
Now, let's get to the all-important stuff. This is the Phoebe Bevan Nix $50,000 Secret Sound Podcast. What do we do on this potty, Tim? I'm just gonna keep handballing. You've got this.
We basically make it so you don't have to do the thing we've been asking you to do. We've been asking you to listen to the Fox during the day to compile all the clues, but you legend who's downloaded this episode, you've realized that at the end of the day on your commute home, maybe on the 48 tram going up Victoria Road, you can just get it all in one little tasty podcast.
We'll go through all the clues that we went through today in this. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of clues out at the moment. Before we do that, though, let's go through the incorrect guesses. This was Nikita with Phoebe Bevan Nix this morning, and she was from the lovely suburb of Hoppers Crossing.
So we think it might be the plastic hose connector being connected into the tap, like outside.
Sounds like it.
Oh, the orange little...
Yeah.
That is not the secret sound.
Another guess. It's already been said before, right, Tim?
Yeah, fans of this pod will know. I want to say that's the fifth time that's come up. It's become the new, is it a stapler?
Yeah. This is from the legend named Aaron. Great name, right? Yes. And he's from Templestowe, he said.
I believe the secret sound is a plastic Bunnings basket when you put it back and the sides fall down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those
the handles.
That's the good, handles on the Bunnings basket. Yep.
Yes, Azza.
That's good.
That is not the secret sound. Oh.
So I get other people to push the trolleys around for me, so I have no idea what he was talking about. Can you clarify, Tim?
What a floggo. Well, us commoners, when we go there to pick up our common goods, I think he's referring to when the plastic handles might be suspended in air and gravity pulls them down. Yeah.
Yeah.
A good guess. Well, it's a guess.
I mean, it's a guess, but it's an incorrect guess, which is good news for the potty fans that are listening right now. Let's go through now the all-important clues. Your clues that you went through today, Tim?
Something that Aaron hasn't done for years and years. Line up. Oh, no, sorry. Line me up. I've screwed that up. Because you just call the club ahead of time, don't you, and say, hey, 101.9 The Fox, is Aaron Rich is on the way, and you don't have to line me up.
No, you don't have to get I skip all kinds of lines, just make way. You're making me sound like an absolute wanker.
Well, just don't start talking about your love of the spring racing carnival and all of the suits that you've got.
Yeah. Did I tell you about my... Now, this is really wanker material. Did I tell you about my electric tie rack?
Oh, my goodness.
Picture the Simpsons episode. Homer, he's got that I think it's the garage sale, and he's got an electric tie rack. It's exactly what I have in the closet.
There's no part of me that disbelieves you. You sound like someone who has got an electric tie rack.
What was your other clue today, Tim?
Well, I only had the one. I think you had the part of the Taylor Swift song that goes,
oh,
and
yeah.
I'll write your name.
If only I had the hook of it ready to go, but I don't, so we'll just have to sing it.
And if only we worked at a radio station with buttons that you could press that could play the audio.
Oh, all right. Hang on. Actually, no, I do have it ready to go.
Oh, by the way, shout out to James Speed, who's listening. Our boss who did give me feedback. He said, make sure that this one's not as waffly. Thousands of people are listening. Let's bring it home.
I think they're listening for our waffle. Totally. Here's the audio clip. Oh, no, and it's going to make me download, and we'll get there.
And I'll write your name.
Bang, there it is. And the third clue, you can't lose me. You can't lose me. I'm not going to lie, all these clues are now starting to confuse me a little bit too.
See, that's the thing. If you've had a very strong idea for a long time and then you've just stumbled across this podcast and you start hearing all these clues and you're like, but it doesn't fit with the thing I've been thinking for 2 weeks.
It means
the thing you've been thinking for 2 weeks is wrong.
So, exactly. Don't be stuck on the one clue, the one answer that you have. What would you think of, Tim?
I think I've nailed it. So from this point on, I am not going to volunteer my personal thoughts on the clues because I'm pretty sure that I've nailed it. And I don't want anyone. I've got a lot of mates, a lot of family around Melbourne. I don't want anyone that I know winning this and the police come knocking on my door. How about you? What do you reckon?
Well, I can't say either because I now know because I saw an envelope that was left open in the boss's office.
All right, so are these, okay, I'll ask you this. Are these clues making sense or are some of them purposely designed to throw people off?
A bit of both.
Right.
A bit of both. The clue that confuses me is clue one, line me up.
That's what I was going to say. Okay, so which of the clues today is the one that you should maybe think a bit out of the box with? So line me up is that clue for today.
Yep, sure is.
All right, well, you've got all the clues. Make sure you're listening. Next chance is 7 a.m. It's going to be on Wednesday morning if it doesn't go off at 9. And then only with Fifi, Fever, Nick, can you win the life-changing amount of money with their $50,000 secret sound?
That's it. We'll see you next time.
See you, bye.
Bye.